Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast, where we hope to embolden you with discipline, personal growth, and abundance to live your most authentic life. The Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And today we are talking about the changes that are happening in our real estate world, yes, which could affect all of you. So we're going to give you the what, the why, the when, and the how. So Tanya, why don't you give them our legal disclaimer to start?
Yes, the fun legal disclaimer. Before we start this episode, this is a professional opinion of two practicing real estate broker owners who have listened, watched, and now will practice under the new rules enforced by our National Association of Realtors after the class action lawsuit was settled. We are not attorneys, nor do we claim to be. Our information is deemed accurate as we have interpreted it. The DOJ's final opinion is still out for a final verdict. Mm-hmm. We will talk about that.
Yes.
And we encourage you to sit down with your real estate professional and learn for yourselves about the changes. So as we get started here.
Glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. As we get started here, let's first go into the why.
Why?
And why this all happened.
Right. So last year, on Halloween, as a matter of fact, the court decision that Tanya referenced came down, and it basically, there was a lawsuit against the National Association of Realtors, and basically they sided with the plaintiff. So that case claimed that our clients were not adequately informed about compensation, where compensation right. goes to, who pays it, what is that about? So that's what they accused. That was the accusation,
yes,
is that we were not being transparent enough and that we needed to make that process simpler.
Right.
So since then, we as realtors, so the National Association of Realtors, we have been forced to make some changes in our processes. And that's what mm-hmm. we really want to inform you all about today. Obviously, there's many layers of that, and there's much more involved than what this basic statement implied. But we, for the sake of today's discussion, we wanted to keep it short and sweet and make sure we just really gave you the high points of what this means for the real estate buying and selling process.
Right. So let's talk about the buyers first. Mm-hmm. What effect this has on the buyers? And we will just kind of bullet point the biggest changes. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest changes, Angie, will be for buyers calling their realtor and saying, oh my gosh, I saw this house on Zillow last night pop up. It's a house I've always wanted to buy. And I just told myself, if that mm-hmm. ever comes on the market, I've got to get into it. Well, by that description alone, you and I both know, okay, it's probably not a pre-qualified buyer.
Right.
And if this is a friend of ours or past client of ours, mm-hmm. our normal process would have been, okay, if, you know, you want to go see that house, let's make sure your financing is in line, but let's go ahead and get an appointment set up.
Right.
We will have to have a buyer's agreement signed before we open any door for any buyer. And this is past, future, mm-hmm. clients. It doesn't matter who it is, your best friend.
Right. And it doesn't have to be a buyer's agency agreement. It could be any agency agreement. So
yes.
if we're representing you as a transaction broker, if we're a sub-agent of the seller, whatever agency we have
right.
with you, after we've explained it to you, we will have to have your signature before we do any real estate related work for you.
That's right.
So, which is, to your point, is going to be huge for those people who are past clients. They just know that in the past they've called us and said, can I go look at a house? And
right.
we've said, sure, we'll go show you a house.
Right.
And it's going to be across the board, everywhere nationwide.
That's
will
right.
be under this new rule. So you will have to sign an agency agreement of some sort in order to see any house.
That's right. And what's important for the consumer to understand about that is this will open up the conversation of what type of agencies are available to you as mm-hmm. a buyer and how you best want representation. So the agent that you meet with or that you call is going to explain that to you out of the gate. This is going to be a conversation that is had out of the gate. And what comes along with that is our compensation. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. I don't like to work for nothing.
Right. No, we don't
so
do that.
So I do have bills to pay and
yes.
children and grandchildren to buy Barbie houses for.
Yeah.
So...
And we have value. We have a
service
that we provide, and we deserve to get paid for that, just like any other service provider.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the buyer will have the opportunity to hear that conversation up front. And then secondly, your agent, after you've signed that agreement and you have your appointment, your agent is going to have to reach out to the listing agent and ask if they're cooperating any compensation.
Mm-hmm.
So many times in our world, our compensation as a buyer's agent is offered by the listing agent, and they are cooperating. That's the word used. So mm-hmm. they are sharing some of their compensation that they got when they listed the house. The seller agreed to pay them X, and they, as part of their marketing plan, they are agreeing to cooperate and compensate a buyer's agent for X.
Right.
So now we will have to reach out to every listing agent to ask if they're cooperating. And this is because?
Because part of the agreement for with the during the lawsuit, part of the result of the lawsuit is that the MLS can no longer show the other agent what the seller and seller's agent is offering.
As compensation.
Yes. So it used to be we would go on the MLS, we would find the house that you were looking for,
right.
we would pull it up, and we would see what the compensation was that was offered. And
right.
that's what we would be working for. Let's be clear, though, Tanya. The buyer has always been responsible, ultimately, if we're working as a buyer's agent.
That's right.
The buyer has always been responsible for the compensation for paying us, basically. However,
correct.
Because it was offered on the MLS and we could look and see that that agent and was offering compensation, cooperating mm-hmm. compensation, we knew we were going to get paid by the seller side.
Correct.
We no longer have that ability to see what they are offering in terms of our compensation. So if you tell us, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, that I can't afford to pay your compensation, mm-hmm. then I'm going to say, yes, I need to make a phone call. If you want to look at this house, I need to see if the seller is willing to pay that compensation
mm-hmm.
since you don't have the budget to pay my commission.
That's right. So that is going to be a conversation that is had kind of over and over again
mm-hmm.
because every listing that you see, so let's say it's a buyer you're working with, you've already shown them some houses in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, in August, they want to see 5 more houses. Well, mm-hmm. if you don't have an agency agreement signed already and you've not had that conversation already,
right.
then that is a conversation and a document that has to be signed, and you will have to call on all 5 of those listings
mm-hmm.
and ask if the listing agent is going to offer some cooperative compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you said, it's always been this way. And I want to point out that in the 90s, buyer's agency was adopted across the nation in different states, but not every state.
Mm-mm. No.
In Missouri, it was started back in the 90s. And so this is normal, ordinary practice for us, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We have been practicing similarly since I got my license in 22 and you got your license, or 2002 rather, you got your license before that.
Right.
However, what has not happened across the nation is not everybody has had buyer's agency available.
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand how a buyer might not understand compensation if they were not represented as by a realtor as a buyer's agent.
Right.
It was possibly a seller's agent representing the seller who was writing their contract.
Right. And we see that from time to time, right?
When we do.
We have lots of people moving here from other states, and so we have had to educate them on Missouri law and what our Missouri forms say. And we've witnessed it being very different across the country.
Right.
So we are, fortunately for the state of Missouri, we, as you said, have already been practicing buyer agency.
Right.
So we're used to that.
We
understand what the contract, that part of the contract didn't really change that much. I mean, the buyer's side of the contract didn't change that much, other than I must have an agreement signed with you before I can do any real estate work for you.
That's so right.
And that's the big thing.
And that just goes to the understanding of the buyer where compensation is being paid.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess we could insert here, you know, we work with a lot of first-time home buyers. And in the past, it has been that FHA, VA, well, let me back that up. VA made it prohibitive for their buyers to pay compensation to their realtor. So now they have temporarily changed their right. position on that to where VA buyers will be able to compensate their buyer's agent if the seller is not offering compensation.
Correct.
So there are some changes there. There are some changes with FHA. So just know that if you have purchased homes with those types of loans in the past and been told you could not pay mm-hmm. compensation, that is a change as well.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So let's go on to changes for the seller. And before we do that, I want to give some context and explanation behind what the DOJ was asserting we were guilty of to begin with.
Right. So just to make it clear, there have been two things going on. We had a lawsuit brought by a private individuals, plural, and then the DOJ has sort of been on us for a while as well.
Correct. And they had accused us of setting a standard in pricing and commissions or compensation across the board. And I want to make it very clear that has never, ever been the case. So you will hear that, and you have heard that on our local news stations mm-hmm. and national news stations. They have thrown out a X percent was standard and X percent this. There has never, ever across the nation been a standard real estate commission ever. Not ever.
No.
Now, are there normal variances that you see time to time over and over again? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But there has never been a set commission. And so the DOJ was accusing us of that, so that is absolutely false. So you don't have to believe that when you see that come across the news station. But they also didn't want the compensation paid for by the seller. And so NAR's attempt to please the DOJ is to take that off of the MLS.
Right.
So that way it is not displayed on the MLS. It cannot be seen by every realtor who belongs to that MLS. And they also thought that it went against our antitrust agreements mm-hmm. and regulations that the DOJ is trying to enforce. And we all have those agreements that we have to live by and through every day. Mm-hmm. We cannot violate our antitrust laws.
Right, exactly.
So, and I'll go a third step and say the DOJ still has a verdict out there. Mm-hmm. It is still not absolutely 100% accepted that this is okay with them moving forward.
Right.
We are going ahead, or the National Association of Realtors declared and decided to move ahead. Mm-hmm. And as of August 16th across the nation, mm-hmm. the offer of compensation goes off of the MLS, and we start having to have this agreement signed with buyers prior to showing houses.
Right.
And I think that just goes to say, look, you know, the DOJ could go back and forth for another 2 years. We've got to get back to business as usual because real estate is one of the biggest industries in America, mm-hmm. and we have got to keep moving.
Right.
So,
economic driver, no doubt, in every community across our country. So real estate has to keep moving. And yes, I don't think any of us think that we've seen the end of the changes.
Right.
We have what we're going to put into place. And just to make it clear, Tanya mentioned the date in August. That will be nationwide. Our date locally will be July 29th. So you may hear, you definitely, if you're doing business, buying or selling a home
right.
next week, this week.
This week.
This week. If you're buying a home starting this week, you're going to hear this conversation that we're talking right. about because we're implementing ahead of schedule because we were already ahead of schedule.
Right.
So
very true.
Yeah.
So let's move on to what this changes for the sellers mm-hmm. and for listing agents. So I will just say that it really has very little change to business as usual.
Right.
Right?
For the seller. Yeah.
For the seller. So commissions have always been negotiable. They've always not been set across the board. Mm-hmm. Not every agent is going to charge the same commission or have the same commission that they will charge you when you sign a listing agreement with them. What the sellers need to understand is that offer of compensation and cooperation is what brings buyers into their house.
Right.
So, for example, mm-hmm. if you call me and say, Tanya, I need to list my house ASAP, mm-hmm. I'm going to sit down with a seller's agency and we're going to go through all of our forms and I'm going to explain all of them. And then you're going to get a copy so you can read them for yourself.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you my commission that I charge is X. And here's what I do with that commission. I keep part of it. And I offer part of it to a buyer's agent as a marketing tool
right.
to market to all the buyer's agents out there that already have a buyer because there's a really good chance out of our 3,000 realtors that belong to just GSBLR
right.
in the Springfield area, there's a really good chance that one or 10 of 3,000 realtors is going to have a buyer because I may not have a buyer lined up
right.
when I list your house.
Right.
I am going to offer some shared compensation from what the seller has agreed to pay me.
Right.
This is business as usual.
Business as usual. And I will also say, I'm sure that you go this one step further as well. I want to explain to the seller why it is important to have a buyer agent on the other side, the amount of work that they go to, how it helps the whole transaction move smoothly and quickly. If the buyer has their own representation while I am helping you.
That's
so
right.
it is a win-win for everyone. And I have explained it much as you described, Tanya, time and time again to my sellers, and they understand that that is the most beneficial for all
that's
involved
right. yeah.
and will help them get their house sold faster and for the most amount of money.
That's right. So if a seller would choose to not want to let the realtor that is listing their house offer a cooperative compensation for another realtor broker, then you might not get as many showings as you once would have if that had been offered.
Right.
So we will have sellers like that. And, you know, you sellers get to make your own decisions.
Right.
But we are the professionals that have done this for the last 20 plus years. We can tell you all the ebbs and flows of this market and each year what it's been like for us and for the consumer. And our ability to advertise your house the most is when we can advertise to fellow agents who have a buyer and represent a buyer, and they're going to call and want to show your property.
Right. Right.
Period.
Right.
We, Angie and I, both own different companies. We both have different practices. We teach differently, although a lot of what we do is the same. But in each company out there, they're going to be teaching this in their own way. So we once again recommend you talk to your real estate professional. If you don't understand this and we've just confused you more, call your real estate professional. They will explain it to you. We are all getting a really good explanation to all of this from our brokers and to our agents. So we believe that everyone will be educated on this, and it just takes maybe a little bit of tweaking to understand all of it fully.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And it's our job to educate you as a consumer, what we do, how we do it, what our value is, all that. And explaining that it is beneficial for you to allow us to offer part of our compensation to a buyer's agent. You know, each of us, you mentioned we each have different companies. We each have different policies on what our commission structure is.
That's right.
You know, our commission structure could vary by the type of property or where it's located or there, again, no set amount, but we each have policies.
That's right.
So we've got policies that we have ingrained in our realtors and they will go out, but hers will be different than mine and ours will be different than every other company in Springfield. So, and surrounding areas. But we come together when it makes, when it's important. We're very good mm-hmm. to work together. That's one thing I will mm-hmm. say about the real estate community is we have known about this for months and we have been training for months right. to make sure that agents within our companies understand the changes, why the changes had to be made, and how we go forward to best serve our clients.
Mm-hmm. And we think, we're hoping that after a few weeks or a few months, it goes back to business as usual, because the while the rules for us have changed, the standards and the integrity behind it have not.
Right.
And we will always be looking out for you, the consumer's best interest. That is what we are bound to with our ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that will always be in your best interest for us to be looking out for you.
Right. Tanya, let's talk about a couple of things that we have heard
okay.
that we want to really set the record straight on.
Okay.
And one thing we've heard over and over again, really, and just out there in the mainstream, is that because of the lawsuit, it is now illegal for a seller to pay compensation to a buyer's agent.
Right. That is false.
100% false.
False. There's nothing illegal about
it. Yes, nothing illegal about it.
No.
You can still offer it. I think the confusion happened when the ruling was we can't have it on the MLS anymore.
Correct.
So we do not have the ability to post that in a forum for realtors to find. Right. So we just don't have that forum anymore in which we can find what the seller's agent right. or seller's agent is offering. So that is the one thing that changed. It is not illegal for a seller to pay those fees.
That's right. And we also want to remind you that not all licensees are realtors.
Mm-hmm.
So we belong to the National Association of Realtors, hence why we're having to follow these rules. And that is what helps give us the title of realtor. You do not have to subscribe to the National Association of Realtors or your state association. And in our case, we have to do both.
Mm-hmm.
We have to belong to both,
mm-hmm.
which we're lucky to belong mm-hmm. to both. That is a requirement, but it's also a huge benefit to us because we get the support of NAR, we get the support of Missouri Realtors,
mm-hmm.
and we get the support of our local board as well. So if you hear of somebody being a salesperson or a licensee in Missouri, make sure you ask if they are a realtor, because the biggest thing that comes with being able to carry that R behind your name is the integrity and the ethics that go behind it. So we are bound by those ethics, and those people who do not belong to our national association are not. So you might see some mischievous behavior out of some of those people, and so we want you to understand the difference.
Right. Well, Tanya, I think we have covered the what, the why, mm-hmm. the when, and the who throughout this conversation. We'll reiterate one more time. We want to encourage you to speak to your realtor. If you do not have a realtor, Tanya and I are always happy to answer any questions that you have with regard to real estate.
Of course.
We want this transition to be as smooth as possible for all parties involved, not just us,
yes.
but our clients. We want to be sure that you understand what it is that you are agreeing to.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be, we felt very transparent about mm-hmm. that and explaining what these contracts mean when we meet with our clients.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to continue to do that. And whether this affects you right now or not,
right.
it will affect you if you plan to buy or sell in the future. If you bought a house 2 years ago, it's going to be a different process than it was at that time, even mm-hmm. if you bought 6 months ago. And again, it won't matter where you are buying or selling in the country. These rules will be in effect.
That's right, nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that this has been a good learning lesson for everybody and that you understand it better. And we always encourage you to reach out to your professional realtor, because not everything you hear on social media or the news is actually accurate.
Right. And we want to thank you for taking the time to learn something, to
yes.
grow individually and know how to answer questions if they come to you, if someone is asking you or you have questions. We want to be a resource for you, and we appreciate you listening.
Yeah. So be sure to share this episode with a friend. If you've learned something, share it with someone else, and make sure you hit follow on your podcast station on your phone so that you get our new podcast every Wednesday. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.